Welcome to the Building Better Workflows podcast. I am so delighted that you're here and made time to listen. I'm Dr. Leah Gugino, a primary care pediatrician, mental health warrior, and you might know me as the host of the Pediatric Meltdown podcast. In this limited series, we will explore better ways to integrate mental health care into your setting. So get your pen and paper ready for a practice makeover. Welcome to episode number 12. Today, we're going to be talking about measurement and data and outcomes. So when you're implementing all these things that we've been talking about in the previous episodes, you're really going to be wanting to capture data. And we talked about that. It's important for implementation change, for funding, all the things. So what will we measure? Well, here's a couple of ideas. Let's say you're going to start screening for suicide prevention, because again, that's what I feel like I have some expertise in. How many screens were actually given? So let's say you're already doing the PHQ-9 and you're going to implement using the ASK. How often did that happen that you did both? How many of them were positive? So that's really important. How many mental health referrals were made for the concern? What about an emergency room department referral? This one's really important, especially when we're making a case for funding integrated behavioral health. This was what moved the needle for our system when we could come back and say, we have this high incidence of suicidal ideation, and a lot of kids are showing up in the emergency room with this. We think we can manage it better on the outpatient side, but we have to have resources and tools to help us do that. And that was the impetus for us to begin placing social workers in our practices. How many trainings were completed? So let's say in your practice, you want to implement mental health first aid. How many staff were trained? So that could be an easy measure. Look at your survey data and use that for assessing confidence and competence, both pre and then post implementation. So let's say that you did a training for your staff. Did they feel more confident that they knew how to address a patient with a mental health concern because of the training? How did they feel about their skills? Patient satisfaction, we all know about those. Did the patient feel that their concern was addressed? Did they feel like we knew what we were doing about that and that we were receptive to their concerns? Staff satisfaction. How does your staff feel about this process? Are they invested? They can be your biggest cheerleaders and supporters when you have staff who believe in what you're doing and want to help you do your job better, because ultimately they know that they too can impact a patient's life. I mean, when you have that kind of buy-in and also feel empowered to make change, it generates a lot of energy and passion. You can look at a simple thing, time to appointment. So from the time the parent called to wonder about an assessment for ADHD, how long did it take to have them come in for that appointment? And then how effective are you at coding your appointments, billing, and did you get paid? And looking at those numbers. And again, if you're part of an organization, you can work with your billing and coding department. You can work with IT and really get a better sense of that. If you're in a small private practice, you can talk with your practice manager or your lead partner who is invested and interested in the business side of medicine. So you've made it. You're fired up and ready to dig in. Let's get going. But I have one more episode yet. If you want to talk about anything that you're doing, reach out. We can set up a call and we can begin to tackle those tasks and new directions that you want to take. Thanks so much. And don't forget to join me for the final episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode was helpful as you think about ways to transform mental health care for your patients. The work is challenging, but our kids need us now more than ever. Be the one to listen, to offer hope, and to make a difference.
click on the link in the show notes or head over to the pediatricmeltdown.com site for a free downloadable worksheet and a training PowerPoint to lead your staff through managing crisis calls. You can also download the Building Better Workflows workbook, a companion to the podcast, with all the tools and resources you will need to redesign your workflows. Let's take it to the next level.